Okay, we were going to, there was a thing that you wanted to say, but I asked you earlier about crops that y'all raised, and you forgot about one. You were just remembering one, so go ahead and tell us what it was.
Yes, there was a crop that we raised when I was 10 years old, and it was sugar cane. And I hope everybody can just visualize this, but even when I was 10 years old, my daddy put a knife on the bottom of a stick. And that was so that I could cut the cane off, the sugar cane off, just above the ground. And I don't know whether the rest of the kids did it or not, but it's one I didn't cut my foot off or my toe off especially. But
did you cut it at an angle, or did you cut it straight?
We cut it at an angle.
Okay, makes sense.
Kind of diagonal.
Uh-huh.
And then we would get all of the sugar cane in bundles and in the wagon, and my daddy would go to the sugar cane press.
Where was that?
I don't know where it was. It seems like it was maybe around Arnett, but I'm not for sure because I didn't know directions then.
How much sugar cane did y'all raise?
We had a big field of sugar cane.
Yeah.
And Daddy would take it to the sugar cane press, and this you've got to visualize, because I would cry even when I saw that poor horse that had to go around and around and around and around all day. She pulled the press that squeezed all of the sugar and syrup out of the cane, and she never got to rest. And usually it was an old mare, but that it's just something that I couldn't understand, to see the poor horse never get to rest.
Well, this horse was literally walking in circles all day.
All day long she
walking
walked.
In one circle.
Yes. And and then the sugar, all the cane came out of, it was pressed out of the sugar cane and into a vat that we cooked. We cooked the sugar cane, sugar syrup, and made syrup. We made molasses and white syrup and brown syrup. And that's what happened when I was about 10.
Well, did you process it for grain sugar too?
No, we processed it just for our use in syrup.
So where did you get sugar? Did you
because
did
it
you
was
have
called,
gran, did you have granulated sugar? Did you buy that?
Yes, we bought granulated sugar.
Okay.
But it was all made into syrup and molasses. And that was our sweets, especially in the wintertime. It was put in gallon buckets.
Did a lot of your neighbors also raise cane, or
yes,
did they?
We all raised cane.
All raising cane. All right. Let's go raise some cane. But that's not something that one farmer would do and then share with the others. Everybody pretty much did that.
I don't remember that part, but I know we raised, everybody raised anything that they would eat. Everything came from the ground. And when you see corn syrup written on the cans or boxes or bottles, well, that's where we got our corn syrup that we sweetened things with, besides sugar. We did have sugar. We bought sugar.
Well, when you were going to school, the most you can remember, what did you write on? Did you have a tablet, or did you have a slate, or did you have chalk? What did you have?
We had a tablet with lines on it.
Okay.
And pencils, which most of the time were number two pencils. And a blackboard and chalk. That's how we were taught.
And in the classroom, was there just one classroom with all of the kids in it, all ages, or was it pretty much first graders in this class? Yes or no?
Yes. In my first grade, there was first and second graders.
Okay.
And third graders.
First, second, and third graders were in one room.
In one room.
You had one teacher, Miss Wisenhunt.
Wisenhunt.
And she stood up front with the blackboard. I'm just trying to get this picture myself because of my own experience. I'm remembering a classroom full of children in desks, a teacher standing at the front with a blackboard. And I remember still as a little boy in first grade, we had tablets and with lines and number two pencils.
Mm-hmm.
But what made yours different than mine? Well, except that you had first, second, and third graders in there.
I think that's the way it was.
Yeah.
And then the next teacher was my cousin, and her name was Ira Dale Upton. And there's quite a story of all the Uptons that were all made teachers. All went to college. All were teachers. All the women.
Now, how are you kin to Uptons? Tell us about that.
The Uptons, my daddy's sister, Odelia, was married to Ira Upton, and they had 10 children. And they lived out around Isora, Texas. And that place is still there, and is still in the family.
Now, how did you get to school every day?
Well, I think I put it on the first tape. There was no pavement on the roads, so they were all muddy. And if you had a car, then you could ride to school, but you might get stuck. But the first year, I rode in the feeder box of a buggy. And I think that I've already told this. I might have just told Junior, but there was no protection. I just rode in the feeder box. The feeder box was, when we got to school, the horse was taken to a stall, and her feeder box was taken out, and she was fed during the day also, I think. And I rode, and if it was raining, I got rained on. There was a compartment, just like the buggies you see now, when you see an old movie. But they were teenagers. The school just went to the ninth grade. So they were in the ninth grade, probably. And they rode in the covered part of the buggy, and I rode in the back of it.
Well, now wait a minute. So there were older children that were riding in this buggy, and you were also.
Yes.
So is this several people who live in your area who ride to school together?
No, just three.
Three.
Just us three. And I had to be taken over to Stanley Chapel. And Mama or Daddy would drive me over to Stanley Chapel, and I would catch the buggy.
I see.
There.
Okay. All right. So it was like this buggy, someone drove it to the school, and during the day, the horse was fed while you were in school.
Yes.
Where did the person who drove the buggy go for the rest of the day?
He was in the ninth grade.
Oh, I see. Okay. So he was driving, and you... Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Super. Did you ever walk to school?
Oh, yes. When not in the first grade. I don't know how old I was. But the way you had to drive to get to the school from our house was one way of getting there, or either you just took off across every field and every mountain or whatever was there. And we didn't have any mountains, so
there's a few hills out there, but
yes.
Yeah.
But we walked across Wiggins, we walked across Miller's, we walked across everybody's land. And it wasn't but about 3 or 4 miles that way.
Yeah, as the crow flies.
As the crow flies, right. And to get there the other way, it was probably 5 or 6 miles. And that was, there's no pavement at all.
Yeah.
Just a muddy road.
Well, whenever you were at school in the first, second, or third, was there any shenanigans that went on at school that you could share with us, like stories about teasing or what kind of games you played and stuff like that?
No, there wasn't any teasing or anything like that. I can remember Miss Wisenheim teaching me art. We knew the names of the artists and the paintings that they painted. That's what they taught. And we could draw on the board or we could draw what we wanted to. Now that's a long memory. That goes way back.
Yeah.
It goes way back. But
so how many kids were in the class, the early class?
About 20.
Really? Yeah.
20 in the first, second, and third.
Mm-hmm.
And in the fourth and fifth grades that my cousin Iredale had were double seats. There were two seats at a desk. And one thing that's really funny is that Odell was, she was always getting into trouble.
Oh, really?
And one day, the girl that sat with her, she cut the corner of her coat off with her scissors. And I don't know what she got for that. And we even had boy and girl bands. He was my feller. That's what we said. And my first feller was Lyra Wayne Curry.
What was his name again?
L-O-W-R-E-Y. Lyra Wayne Curry.
Huh.
And he was my neighbor out in the country. And sometimes, I've got to back up a little bit. The toilet was about 3 blocks from the windmill that was at the school.
Now, why did you have a windmill at school?
Well, that was our water. We had a...
Well, the windmill pumped the water up so you could have something to drink out
yes,
of it.
Yes. It pumped all the water, and it wasn't a wooden one windmill like one we had at home. It was steel all the way, or aluminum or something. But anyhow, when we had a recess, there would be about a trail about 5 feet wide, or maybe wider, that went from the school to the toilet. There was a girl's toilet and a boy's toilet. And
what did the toilet look like?
Well, it was a three-holer.
A three-holer? What's a three-holer?
There was three holes that you could sit on.
Three commodes in one shack?
No,
building.
No commodes. Just a hole in a board.
Hole in a board.
And it dropped into a cement tank.
Really? A cement tank?
Something down there.
Okay.
Caught it all.
Okay.
I wasn't that smart to know where, figure out where it went to, but...
You didn't really care, did you?
No, but we sat down on the hole, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
And you never did smell it.
Well, now I've heard stories about toilet paper. in one of those three holders. What was the toilet paper?
It was Sears and Roebuck catalog.
What? Sears and Roebuck catalog. You just rip the page off and use it?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
There was some soft pages and there was some shiny pages. But
the shiny pages didn't work too good.
They didn't work too good, but we wasn't that clean anyhow.
Yeah.
But
did everybody kind of stink?
No.
No, you really didn't stink.
I never did smell the toilet and I never did smell anybody. But I'm sure there was odors everywhere because there wasn't that much water to take a bath in. And at my house, we took a bath on Saturdays.
Okay.
And sometimes we used the water twice. I mean, two people used the same water.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, not at school, but at my house, we used lye soap that my mother made from the hog lard.
Right.
And I've already told you about all of that.
Yeah, but... do you know how it was made?
No.
Could you make it today if you had to?
No, I could not, okay. But I know of one recipe.
Yeah.
And I told Mary about it yesterday.
Really?
This is January 5th, 2012.
Right.
And I told Mary about this very thing yesterday.
Well, tell it again.
The recipe is real old, and I'm sure if any those that are living now, there are not very many living now, that how to make lye soap. And my neighbor, and I told Mary this, our neighbor, Linda Jackson, has a recipe for lye soap.
This is Linda Jackson that lives out here now?
Yes.
Out in Florence, where you live?
Florence area.
Yeah.
And she saved her mother's recipe.
Hmm.
So I told Mary if she ever had to make lye soap or had to make soap, to go to Linda Jackson and get the recipe.
But you don't remember it?
No, I don't remember
okay,
it. You cook it.
Yeah.
You cook it.
Okay.
I wish I could remember it. I wish I'd have watched Mama make that.
So on Saturday... You'd everybody take a bath. Would that be because of church was the next day or what?
Well, it was just to wash the whole week off
and
start a new week. And we all bathed. We didn't have bathtubs. We all bathed in a number 3 galvanized tub.
Well, now, did you have a creek nearby that you could have bathed in? Or
yes, we had a creek. And it was a shallow creek. It was called Cottonwood Creek.
Okay.
And in the summertime, we used to cool off. We'd get in the water if there was enough water. And we could cool off that way and could get clean that way, too.
Without soap?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just rinse off.
It's just like the kids nowadays, if they want to get cool, they go jump in the pool.
Yeah.
Well, we wouldn't jump in the creek.
Did you fish in that creek?
No, it wasn't deep enough for a creek.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what we did do. We had what we called a big ditch. And it was a deep ditch, and it was a big ditch that went all the way from the road down through Daddy's field and into that creek. And at a certain time of the year, that creek would begin to, that big ditch would begin to get low. It was just, it was really low. And we caught crawfish.
Ah.
Then, even in the creek, we could catch crawfish. We'd tie bacon to a line and a pole, and we'd catch crawfish. And Odell, the brave one, would stick her hands in holes and pull out crawfish. And one day we asked Mama if she would cook the tails, if we would separate them and clean them, would she cook the tails of the crawfish? And she did. And they were delicious. And nowadays they serve crawfish at the most expensive restaurants.
Well, I've got to insert my memory here because, you know, when I was little, we lived on 17th Street, and me and Dale Cox, and it could have been Dale Hayes, would go down to the creek down near Travis, and we'd catch crawfish, and we'd bring them to you, and you would cook mm-hmm. them for us.
Yes.
So we also had a string with a piece of bacon on the end of it, and you had to bring them up real slow or they'd get off of there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of passed down. I guess you probably told me how to do this. Somebody had to teach me how to do it. I don't know who taught me how to do it.
Yeah, or you figured it out.
Or I just figured it out. I don't know. Somebody told me, I guess, we could do that.
Yeah.
And I remember you frying them.
Mm-hmm.
And
I made shrimp.
There wasn't much food, much meat on them, in them tails, but we did not believe in sucking the heads.
No, no, no.
Nowadays they suck the heads.
Oh, they do?
Suck the head. It's supposed to be real good, just juice.
Oh my goodness,
the whole thing.
Oof. You know, they live in the dirtiest part of the world. They live in the dirt and the mud.
But you love dirt, remember?
Oh yeah.
You liked it. You like to eat it.
Oh yeah, I love the dirt.
And you know, I don't know if I ever told you this, but one day I looked up my name to see what it meant. And Clayton means of the earth. And so you fell in love with a guy
that
whose name means of the earth.
Of the earth, right.
So we'll get to him later. But
oh, yeah.
I just wanted to throw that in because Clayton does mean of the earth. And whenever I read that, I, of course, as an artist that uses stone as his medium, when I read that, I was shocked because my name means of the earth, and I'm using the earth to make a living. I may not be plowing it like y'all did, but I'm rearranging the earth
yeah.
to make beautiful things out of the earth.
Well, you know, too, whenever the old folks, I'll say, and not me, but older than me, would name their children after they knew about these things, what the names meant. And that's the reason they would name those children.
And you got your name. I'll refresh our memories of the very first session we had. You were supposed to be a boy.
Yes.
And your name was going to be Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to change it, the spelling of it, to G-L-Y-N.
Yeah.
Because of you disappointed them being a girl.
Mm-hmm. And Odell, the same thing.
Yeah. So now let's see, you're going to school. Who else is going to school? What brother or sister is going
well,
to school
I'm,
riding with you the same time?
Nobody was going that first year. I was the only one that was in school.
Right.
And all of us were born after September, so none of us got to go to school before seven, except the second family that came along. My mother and daddy had a second family, and they had two children, Desi and Jean, I've mentioned before.
So there's
and
a gap.
Jean's birthday is in April. No, hers is September too. All of us were born after September.
Hmm. So there's a gap between the first three and the last two.
12 years.
12 years?
Yes.
That's kind of unusual, isn't it?
It's between me. I'm 12 years older than Desi.
So you're the oldest, and the next one is Wani.
Wani.
And then?
Curtis.
Curtis. Buck.
Buck. Right.
And so you three were born pretty, wait a minute, you, Odell,
Buck,
and sister, or one. No, I mean,
Mineola. Four children in 4 years.
Four children in 4 years, so bam, 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 bam,
mm-hmm.
and then 12 years, and then two more.
Yes.
Okay. Well, they're all good. I know every one of them. And if when they hear this, they're going to hear this. So I compliment you all. But so the next one closest to you age-wise is Odell?
Yes.
One. Mm-hmm. And y'all did go to school together, the four of you, at some point.
Yes. All of us went to Plainview School.
Yeah.
At some point, yes. And then when I got to the ninth grade, well, I went to Gagesville, Plainview till I was in the ninth grade. Then I had to catch a bus and go to Gagesville High School.
Mm-hmm. That was 9th, 10th, and 11th, and 12th.
9th, 10th, and 11th, which became 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Okay.
I think I've got that right, but I'm not for sure. Anyhow, we graduated in 12 years instead of 11.
Okay. So, if you had to talk about yourself as far as what kind of student you were, what would you say about yourself?
I don't know if I was a good student or not, but I was elected to be valedictorian at Plainview School. That's the eighth, this one is high as the eighth grade or the ninth grade. And it wasn't because I was smart. It was because I was popular and because they didn't want, the rest of the kids didn't want the Wizenhunt girl to be valedictorian. Now remember, Mr. and Ms. Wizenhunt he was the principal and she was the first grade teacher, and they had three daughters. And you're going to laugh at this, but others are going to remember they had Hermione, Guinevere, well, I can't even remember the last name now.
They sound like a pretty stuck-up group.
Well, they weren't stuck up, but they were smart and educated.
Yeah.
And the reason I got to be valedictorian was because they didn't want Hermione to be the teacher's daughter to be. That's what I think, because I wasn't that smart. I was popular. I don't know how or why. Because it wasn't because I was tall or anything, because I'm just 4'11" now and I haven't grown any bigger, taller.
None of your brothers or sisters are very tall.
No, we're all, my daddy was 5'3" and mom was 5'2".
Yeah.
Little dwarf kids.
Well, what do you remember about Wani as far as being a student? How was she?
I really don't know. I didn't know that she struggled like she did. But she was just into everything. Whether it was books or what it was, she was a little daredevil.
Yeah.
That's the reason she was the way, that's the reason she went under the barn to get the eggs. None of the rest of us would go under there because there were snakes under there. But Wani went under, but Odell went under there, and she caught catfish out of holes in the water, and she was just brave.
Did she ever get bit by a snake?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you would have remembered that probably.
I would have remembered it.
Did I hear that she had flunked fifth grade?
Well, she told me she flunked fifth grade.
Well, now, when did she tell you that?
She told me this year, in 2011.
Well, you know. She now makes up a few things, doesn't she?
Well, I always thought that I didn't know how they were doing. I was all I could do to take care of Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
But she is still different. She's very attractive. She's prettier than all the rest of us put together. And she's been a widow twice, and Right now, I think she's walking on a cane because she fell and didn't go to the doctor. But that's another one of the brave things that she was. I would have probably been to the doctor and had an x-ray, but she didn't even go because she's so tough. And I didn't know I was going to be talking about Odell this much. Sister Mineola was very sickly. She had, first they said diabetes, they never did know. She was different. I think it's just a different, well, you know, there's O's and what do you call them? Type of blood.
Mm, I see, yeah, type O blood.
Type O, yeah. I don't even know what my, I didn't even know what mine was. But she had the earache almost all the time. And my daddy had to nurse her at night and stay up with her all night long. She was, and Curtis Buck, helped Daddy from the very beginning. It was his only son, and he had to learn everything, and he had to learn it fast too, because Daddy didn't have that much patience. But that's enough said there.
Well, do you remember the first time you got kissed?
Yeah.
And who was it?
It was my daddy, and he kissed me on the forehead. The day I ran off.
How about the first time you got kissed by a boy?
It was by Larry Wayne.
Okay.
And I was probably in the fifth grade. He was a neighbor.
Yeah.
And then I met Clayton when he was 14 and I was 15.
Now, what grade do you think you were in 14, 15, like 8?
Well, I was still in high school. We both went to Gatesville High School.
So it was 9th or 10th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he was 14 and I was 15.
And you, you never went to school with him until high school.
Right.
And were y'all in the same grade or the different grade?
No, we were in a different grade except both of us were in choir together.
Mm-hmm.
We had a teacher called Miss Halbrook. And he sang bass, and I sang alto in the choir. And, but I met Clayton. The first time I ever saw Clayton, we were in the rhythm band.
What's a rhythm band?
A rhythm band is just the rhythm instruments. It's for first and second graders, and third graders.
But you weren't going to school with him in the rhythm band.
No, I was not going to school, but we had what you call county meets.
Well, tell me about those.
Well, county meets were it was all the schools in competition for anything.
Is this once a year?
Once a year, I believe it was. And I went to Plainview School, he went to Pamela School.
So this was from first grade to 12th grade?
Yes.
Everybody came together for competition?
Well, at different times. We were in competition for different things. Maybe one day, one day would be basketball or football or whatever. And then this was the rhythm band. And this was when I was very little. And I saw him, and I remember to this day how he looked. And I married the man.
But you, that's the only time you saw him was whenever you had this competition, because you went to different schools.
Yes. I saw him when he got big then, and that was when the competition was the big schools, and they would meet. All meet at one school.
Okay.
And that's where the competition would all, we'd all try out, and we'd all of us, we were graded.
So there was competition
like,
for spelling?
Yes.
And there was competition for singing?
Yes.
tell me as many as you can remember the different competitions.
Well, they're still going on, only they call them bigger names now. They're choir, they're band. And we didn't have musical instrument bands in Plainview School. We had rhythm bands.
Because you could beat on anything.
Yeah, we could beat on anything. And Clayton bounced the basketball.
To the rhythm.
To the rhythm.
Okay.
And whenever we met at Plainview School, I had a girlfriend that went to school where Clayton went to school. And we were standing at a window on the second floor of our building at Plainview, and something kept hitting me. And so I turned around, and Clayton was chunking me with little pieces of plaster.
Now, what grade were you in then?
Well, I was still in Plainview, so I was probably eighth.
Okay.
And him in the seventh. And he was, there was a bunch of boys over there all laughing because he was chunking me and hit me on the butt with plaster. And that's when he had my girlfriend introduce us. And that's when we met.
So later, they'll see women. Now, he went to Permila. Now, what grades were that? Was that high school?
No, that was grammar school.
Grammar school. And you were going to different schools, so whenever you got into high school is when you were actually going to school together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so when you got to high school, were y'all in the same class? Or
oh, what? No. No, he was in a different grade. He was junior probably, or sophomore, and me a junior, and then further on, him a junior and me a senior.
Yeah. Because he was a little younger. Well,
yeah,
a year
because
younger.
He was a year younger. Right. But we had two classes together, and that was choir music.
And you sang alto, and he sang bass.
Yes.
What kind of music were you singing? Do you remember?
Go Down Moses.
Oh, Negro spirituals?
Yes, some of them. And I don't think, it seemed like there was a piano in that room, but I don't think we used it. I think she taught us without using the piano.
Do you feel like that it was, the music was good or not? Was it good?
Yes.
It was good?
I enjoyed it. And Clayton enjoyed it too. And we knew each other by then, see. So we were glad to be in the same class. Another thing that happened, that we were in the same class, is that at lunch, we didn't eat in the cafeteria. We took our lunch and we went down to the park and ate lunch together.
Hmm. The park wasn't very far away.
It was just across the street almost.
So what was a typical lunch in your bag?
A bologna sandwich and an apple and maybe an orange or a banana.
No drinks.
And a piece of cake.
No drinks.
Not that I know of. No drinks.
That's the reason for the apple.
Yeah, but there was water in the park.
Yeah. Oh, there was water you could drink?
Yeah, you could drink from a fountain in the park. And we're jumping way too ahead, or too forward now.
Well, is there something in before high school you want to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I guess we've covered a lot of it. I'm in high school now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Clayton quit school when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. Clayton quit school and joined the Navy, and he wasn't but 17. But he had a friend named Edwin Morgan that was born on the same day he was. They were neighbors, both born on the same day. They went to the Navy together, And later on, not the first time, Odell went with him.
Went with Edwin.
With Edwin, but she didn't like him, or he didn't like her. But anyhow, after, at our Clayton and Mining Clayton's anniversary, 50th anniversary, Edwin was at the anniversary, and he was a widower then. And he saw Wani again for the first time, and they got married. And then he died. And her first husband was Lyman Clayton's brother, older brother, and he died.
So their offspring and your offspring are double cousins.
Yes.
And so that means that two sisters married two brothers.
Yes, and almost three. Many went with another brother named Roland.
Really?
But they didn't get married.
That would have been something.
Yeah.
Triple cousin? Woo! Well, wasn't there a lot said that Edwin and Daddy were like twins?
Yeah.
They kind of looked the same?
No, they didn't look the same.
Oh, just because they had the same birthday?
Same birthday.
Okay.
And they ran around together. And they dated together.
Yeah.
And he died before Clayton died.
Yeah. So Daddy joined the Navy. And can you tell me anything about from where he went from Gatesville? Did he go from Gatesville to New York, or where did he go?
He went to Gatesville, from Gatesville to Kingsville, Texas.
Okay.
And that's where he had his boot training. And I've got to tell you something funny about his troop, his boot training. He didn't believe any of his sergeants and all. He was supposed to memorize the Navy creed or something, and he didn't want to do it, so he didn't do it. And he had to march all night long with a pack on his back. He was the only one until he learned it.
Well, Daddy was good at memorization, though.
Yeah, but not until then.
But didn't he compete?
He competed in declamation. He was a real good speaker.
Can you tell me the story about him losing and why he lost?
Oh, yeah. He used the word can't in a sentence, and they graded him on that and said he couldn't use can't, he had to use can't. So the next time he went to competition, he used the word can't, and they thought he was too fancy, and they and he didn't get it. They graded him against it.
I know that experience was very important.
Oh, yes.
Because I remember him telling me that story before he died.
Yes.
It stayed with him all his life. He was so upset. He said, I can't believe they would do that to a child.
Yeah.
Tell him to do one thing, and then the child do it, and then tell him that that's wrong.
Well, the competition was at different places.
Different judges.
Different judges and different schools.
Yeah.
And that was the reason.
Well, did he ever win?
He won a lot of things in declamation and speeches. And I don't think he didn't graduate.
Yeah.
He got a GED the first year he was in the Navy. So he didn't graduate from high school.
But Now, did you ever win anything in this competition stuff that y'all did? Did you ever win anything, or did you ever come out on top, or do you remember?
No, I can't remember. I know we were good at basketball, and I was a guard. I wasn't a forward, but I was always fouling because I was running around down there in their legs, in their feet.
You were too short.
I was too short, and I don't remember. We won first in choir. Oh, I can't remember that, and I ought to remember that.
Well, you can't remember everything. So, at the age of 17, he left. Where'd you go?
I stayed at home and picked cotton and chopped cotton and gathered corn and all of that stuff that goes with it. And then I was 18 then. But I hadn't gone with anybody but just a few, one or two guys. Oh, I got to take something back out in, when I was 17 or 18, Mr. and Ms. Mr. Bell and my daddy decided that we couldn't go together anymore. So when the opportunity came for me to go back with my aunt, who was pregnant, at Pecos, Texas, my daddy said I could go and help her because she was pregnant. And so I went to Pecos. And when I got out there, she put me in school immediately. And I met a guy out there. He was a soldier. And he did ask me to marry him. This was while Clayton was gone. And I came home for Thanksgiving. And there was Clayton coming home for Thanksgiving. And I never did go back to Pecos.
Wonder why.
I knew where my heart was.